All season long, we're checking in with some of those faces that helped get this franchise off the ground, and that includes the Wild's first real superstar, the great Marion Gaborik. Number 10 in a Wild uniform. Feels like just yesterday, Marion, you were wearing that Wild uniform. Does it feel like just yesterday to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's been 25 years. You know, the time flies. I can just see it on my kids, obviously. But no, I'm happy that I can go back and back to the roots and, you know, a lot of great memories. I mean, I really loved my time in Mini. People were unbelievable, you know, players, and as we were expansion team, so it was very special, especially the, you know, couple playoff rounds we had. It was just unbelievable experience and start for my career.
We'll get into your career and all the great memories that you have here, but fans should know you're going to be in town on Tuesday night, and that's going to be super cool. Marion Gaborik bobblehead night. I have to imagine in your career and in your lifetime, you've had a bobblehead or two. Is that right or wrong? This can't be your first bobblehead.
No, I think they've done one for sure, as I remember. And I think Siki sent me a picture. It doesn't really look like me, but it's all good, you know. But no, I'm looking forward to them. You know, honored that they're bringing me in, and appreciate that they thought of me. So it's going to be a cool experience to get in there to Excel Center and see some familiar faces that are still there or playing in terms of Matt Zuccarello that I played with him in New York and stuff. So it's going to be cool and see a couple guys that are still in the locker room, Tony DaCosta, Matt Benz, and I'm sure I'll see. Maybe Wolsey's doing still some radio. Bomber, I guess, is development or something. So hopefully I'll see those guys.
They're sprinkled all over the place. It's unbelievable. So it will be kind of a coming home in a number of different ways. We're talking about some of the great names in the history of this franchise. And one that pops to mind, when I think about a Marion Gaborik bobblehead, remember that marionette that used to hang in your stall, especially that rookie season? Remind me what the name of that doll was, and I believe it was Jamie McLennan that hung it there in when you were just a young kid.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
I think, I can't remember, but I remember that being in the locker room, in my locker. I can't think of the name right now, but, you know, Jamie was... for sure, the funny guy. When he wasn't playing, you couldn't even talk to him, couldn't touch his gear or anything. So it was pretty funny.
I'll have to reach out to Noodles and get the backstory on the marionette, but it's fun to be able to catch up with some of these names over the course of 25 years of Minnesota Wild hockey, and especially the guys that were there in that inaugural season, guys like you, Jamie McLennan. I just talked to Cam Stewart within the last week as well, and, I mean, now he played one season in Minnesota, but you talk about memories. He only played 50 games that year, Marion, but he has incredible memories of what it was like to be on that inaugural team. You came in at a different spot. He was at the end of his career. You were just at the start. But what was it like planting those seeds back in the year 2000, getting this franchise off the ground?
No, it was unbelievable. I mean, like, all the guys are pretty much starting from, you know, square one, you know, expansion team, trying to make the team. And there were no really, you know, superstars. There were no really, you know, guys with big heads or cocky guys. So it was a good bunch of guys, and then Jacques really had the team going the right direction. I had to adjust. I remember him telling me that you gotta learn how to play a little defense. You can't be just hanging around the red line then, you know. No, it was awesome, and the fans were unbelievable, sold out every night. And, you know, what Jacques made from us was pretty spectacular. You know, budget, whatever payroll we had was nothing, and we've been beating teams that have had unbelievable superstars. And just the playoff run we had in 03 was the picture of Jacques, pretty much how he had us going and built, and yeah, really, I had a lot of fun.
We had the inaugural coaching staff and Doug Risebrough here just for opening night, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago. And he talked about how it was working with you in the beginning. So I'm curious to know your standpoint in working with Jacques Lemaire, a guy that obviously has a great mind for the game, especially defensively. And you come in as this young flash-in-the-pan 18-year-old who's thinking offense. How hard was it for you two to mesh your styles to create, you know, what I think carried with you the rest of your career?
I don't think it was hard. I think I was young. I needed to adjust and I wanted to adjust. I tried to listen and try to learn. And obviously I had the hiccups along the way, but, it was, he got me really prepared for down the road, you know, playing the right way. And I think when people ask me or when somebody asks me who's the best coach I've ever had, and I keep saying Jacques, because he just knew the game so much in terms of out-coaching the other coach when it was, we're down 3-2 or up 3-2 late in the period, and there was not really a video stuff going on. There were no iPads on the bench and no life. You wouldn't be able to look at the shifts on the bench like nowadays. But he just knew how to outcoach the other team, and he has done it so many times. I remember we have won so many one goal games that it was unbelievable. So Jacques. If it wasn't for Jacques, I don't think not just me, but like a lot of other guys would not have had long careers like they did.
Yeah, a lot of you guys say those exact same things. Jacques Lemaire, 8 Stanley Cups as a player, 3 more in a front office role, and he's been incredible. Another guy that's pretty incredible, Marian Gaborik, 1,000 games in the National Hockey League, 1,035 to be exact, 502 with the Minnesota Wild in the first 8 years of their existence. Still number one in goals with 219, number two in points with 437, and number four in power play goals with 59. I mean, these numbers are still pretty astronomical. When we talk about some of the guys that helped make this franchise, not just you, but a few of them are coming in for that game on Tuesday when the Wild hosts the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to name them by name, and you give me one or two things you remember about any of them. I'll start with Stefan Vaillant. He's going to be here Tuesday. What do you think about that frisky little redhead?
Well, he was the funniest guy. I mean, he was just a lot of all about energy. We always laughed at you in practice. He just comes up energy with his French accent. And he was the guy that he had, if you wanted, he had skill as well, but he was energy guy and he was perfect guy to that kind of system we've had. And I love the guy. He was great. I'm looking forward to see it.
You had your Slovakian mafia. He had his French Canadian guys. One of his tag team partners, Pierre-Marc Bouchard. Man, I've got great memories of Butch. How about you?
I remember him, his spinoramas and just the hands. His skill was just unbelievable. I mean, like in today's NHL, he would be rising superstar. So I'm looking forward to see him as well. You know, he great guy and he was so talented. I remember his just the hockey sense he had and same. I'm looking forward to those guys.
Yeah, those are two great names in Wild history. Both will be here on Tuesday along with you. So much talent inside the building that night. Not only Pierre-Marc Bouchard, not only Stefan Vaillant, not only Marian Gaborik, but Brian Ralston. Talk about one of my favorite players in the history of this franchise. He's right up there at the top along with you. What do you remember about Brian Ralston?
Well, everybody remembers his big shot. I mean, obviously, he's got one of the hardest shots I've ever seen. Thank God I didn't have to block it. It's not like I would block any shots, but Jacques loved him. He had him in Jersey, and I think it was his work that he came to play for the Wild, he's played, you know, a lot of penalty killing. I remember power plays, and his one timer, his slap shot was kind of his go to. So. Again, I don't know. It's going to be great to catch up to those guys, you know, to catch up with them and to see how they're doing, what they're doing. And it's going to be fun.
They're all coming in Tuesday. Wild host the Winnipeg Jets. Marian Gaborik bobblehead night, but he'll be here along with Ralston, Bouchard, and Veilleux. Get your tickets now, wild.com/hockey tickets. I got to get a couple more in here before we let you go. I know you're very busy, a family man. Like, I know how things have changed for me over 25 years. I mean, you had your time here in Minnesota, and you went on to even bigger and better things, winning a Stanley Cup. You went to Broadway. You went to L.A. Amazing stuff. But for you personally, you're a dad, Marian. What? What happened to that kid that was 18 years old? You're a dad of two girls?
Yep, two girls, 3 and 5 now. Love them. I mean, they're just a lot of fun, and I'm happy that I have it. You know, I had kids that when I finished my career, so I'm not on a trip, but for 2 weeks, and I come home. And, you know, now I can see them grow. I can spend a lot of times with them since I'm retired. And yeah, it's fun. I mean, a lot of things change, and I'm sure it's going to be cool to talk to a lot of those guys and see some familiar faces, even in with the TV. I'm sure Tom Reed is still there and some other guys.
So
still kicking, seeing you and other guys. So yeah, it's gonna be cool. I mean, last time I was in Mini was when Mikko's had his 1,000th game. That was cool to catch up, and this one will be special as well.
Yeah, we definitely look forward to seeing you. Give me the names of your daughters. I got to hear these names.
Bella and Leah.
Oh, just beautiful, Marian. Congratulations. That's so great to see that you're a dad. And thanks to social media, I feel like I'm halfway living your life. You guys are everywhere, and you're very flamboyant on the social media. You were flamboyant as a particular night during your career here in Minnesota. When we talk about some of the highlights in Wild hockey, the first game, that run in 2003, but that night you had against the New York Rangers back in 2007, that's still a night that lives in infamy. Just one of those nights where really you couldn't do anything wrong. 5 goals against future teammate Henrik Lundqvist. How do you put into words what that night was like for you?
I mean, I don't know. I when people ask me about that, I think I was just in some sort of a zone where things were just going my way. I mean, I could have had 6 or 7 that night, I remember.
You could have. There's no doubt.
But it was just a special night. I remember it was before Christmas, and right after the game, we went home. And didn't even go anywhere to celebrate or party or whatever, but went home and just sat down, and I was just kind of trying to take it all in and thinking that I was just in some sort of a zone, that things were just going my way, the way that I scored a couple goals out of the air. And I think the hockey gods were just on my side, and it was a special night. And I got to give it to Henrik a few times after that. And I mean, he was... You know, I've had good scoring touch against him, even after that against Sweden when we played national team. So I rub it in his face a couple times, for sure.
Awesome memories. All right, I'm going to give you 2 more questions, and they're about former teammates. One's going to be completely out of left field. Another one I know is going to touch your heart very closely. This is a name. Brent Burns used to call you guys the Slovakian Mafia. I already referred to that. Branko Radivojevic. I mean, I can go down those names. But one guy was there with you from the beginning in Lubomir Sekerash. When was the last time you heard the name Lubomir Sekerash? And when was the last time you touched base with Lubo?
I see him from time to time. We live in the same town, so I see him. He's doing great. He runs this European University League. So you know, he looks still the same. Like, he looks like he could still play, skinny, and he's doing well. So yeah, he was like my second dad when I was playing there. He was I used to translate him when we went out to dinners, and then he was buying beers because I couldn't buy any beers. So so it was a good combo. We lived together first couple of years, and he was he taught me a lot of things.
And speaking of Jamie McLennan, his nickname for Lubomir Sekerash was
Lemon Juice.
Why?
Yeah. Lemon Juice. Yes.
Because it looked like he was drinking lemon juice.
Yeah, there is another one that he called him, but I don't think I would be able to say that
no, don't do that.
Out in the air.
We'll save it for happy hour at Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub, hopefully sometime in the very near future. The other one that I want to bring up, and this is a guy that I know you had an unbelievable amount of respect for, and it's one of the few guys that have come through this Wild locker room that unfortunately have passed away, the great Pavel Dimitra. Man, I love that name, and I loved watching him skate with you and the way he played the game and the way he carried himself, Marian. When I bring up the name Pavel Dimitra, I know that's a name that touches your heart.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, it's been a long time since he's not with us, but I think about him a lot, obviously, and just such a great memories, you know, he was one of my best friends, and we had a lot of fun on the ice, but off the ice as well. I remember him and Branko Radivojic were living in my place when they got here first couple of months, so we had a good time off the ice as well, it's just a shame what happened, but, you know, I'm very happy that I could spend time with him also on one team, not just national team, but other than being friends off the ice, but also play with him for Minion, and we had great games. I remember, I think, our first game when they got there, Branko and Pavel. We played, I don't know, I can't remember. We had a good game. I had goal and assist. Branko had a goal, I think, and assist. Pavel had a couple points too. And I remember next day in practice, Jacques loved to skate his guys after practice, you know, give him a back skate. And I remember that he always called some guys on the other side to skate. And me, a lot of guys didn't have to skate. Me and Pavel was one of them. But Branko had a great game, but he still got bagged. He had to skate. And he was like, why did I have to skate? And then, Jacques with his French accent, you need to skate. And me and Branko were just laughing at him, getting his ass kicked on the other side. So it was hilarious. So it was a good time. And like I said, I think about him a lot and miss him obviously a lot.
Outstanding memories. Long live the Slovakian Mafia, and rest in peace to the great Pavel Dimitra. Marian, can't thank you enough for your time. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday in St. Paul when the Wild host the Jets. I can't wait to hold one of those Marian Gaborik bobblehead dolls in my hand. I hope you get to take two or three home for those beautiful daughters of yours. But look forward to seeing you Tuesday, man. Travel safe, and thanks for doing this.
All right, thanks for having me. See you soon.